So we do see how this is done, right? Their shaping of our feelings and thought to cultivate a broad, general sense of insecurity, along with the belief that only the state can keep us safe and keep order among us. Despite a deliberate search these past 2 months, I couldn't find a single article in the New York Times about Nuit Debout, but every day there is a piece about the growing threat of fascist sentiment across Europe, described as the revolt of the masses, and pieces that would have us believe fearfully that it is violence from us that presents the chief threat to us, whether violence of the police, who are us, who are now almost daily castigated in one way or another, as if there's no such thing as the coerced work system. I mean, when you're walking around in my body right now, all you see around you is the Gestapo, the shadow police. It is us, it is us, it is us, until we wake up. That the chief threat, whether violence of the police who are now almost daily, and I'm talking globally, right? Whether it's the police in the US or the police in Kenya, or, who are now almost daily castigated in one way or another, as if there's no such thing as the coerced work system. You take that job, you put on that uniform, or you decide you're going to drive for Uber. You do what you're told, until we wake up. And that's the point of our proliferating these discussions, so we can have additional information all of us have been denied. That as if there's no such thing as the coerced work system or infiltration or the shadow state that operates through these means. You can almost see the riot orchestration happening. They must be chomping at the bit to roll out the hardcore fascism. Or racist brutes among us, or unspecified fanatics. The media, I must reiterate a point made in a previous show, is the department of propaganda for the global statesmen who have hoarded a lot of cash for this moment. And so can manifest, get lots of others to represent for them under a wide variety of hats. In the case of the murder of Prince, it was preceded by months of constant focus in the papers on the problem of painkillers, and after his death, whatever might cast doubt on their official story, for instance, bringing to our attention unanswered questions, such as what was the condition of the body? As evident both from the police photographs and from its appearance at the funeral? Was there swelling of the cheeks, a telltale sign of the mucus accumulation from an advanced and prolonged EMF assault? Why was the funeral held after only 2 days? Was his body shown at the funeral? Who was at the funeral? What are the results thus far of the police investigation? All of these have been carefully neglected or ignored. It's clear the power guys hope to reduce Prince's death to a matter for the tabloids, flood us with so much disinformation that we lose sight of the true issues, issues on which hang and which could hang the legitimacy of the state itself. Moreover, another reiteration, when a message is repeated a lot, across multiple media over several weeks, it may actually have been months, global power is speaking, and it is incumbent upon us, we who have formed the commitment to represent for generalized human freedom in this moment, when its achievement is ours to win. It's incumbent upon us to play it back, the move on power's part that we're seeing, to the motivation behind it. And the sinister play I'm asking us to think about today is the consistent attack on Facebook. And I am encouraging Mark Zuckerberg to take it very, very serious, as there is no doubt the power guys consider him a prime candidate to receive their assault with EMF weapons. And if he feels there's a lot of false folks around him, don't take it personal. It's because there are. We shall all have to get a lot tighter with what our bodies say in general, but particularly when the paid to make mischief come our way. So I'm going to say to friends of his what I wish I'd said to friends of Prince. Please investigate the origin of these weapons. Document their existence. Expose the history of their development and use. Encourage him to get access to and document the drone traffic around his place of business and home. Do whatever you can to help him keep from being targeted. And if he already is, please believe him if he tells you he suspects this. Support his efforts to expose what's being done to him, a practice that is obviously hidden from the general public. And please be a part of ending it. If he starts experiencing any kind of health problem, suspect EMF, achiness, sharp and sudden pain, all body pain, intense muscle spasms or cramps, a sense of coldness in his head. And of course, there's all the classic, quote unquote, symptoms of microwave radiation sickness, ear ringing, dizziness, nausea, mucus buildup, and with the mucus, a sense of pressure in the head and chest. A diagnosis of cancer, because microwave radiation causes inflammation and they can target tumors precisely. Stroke or heart disease would be highly suspect, but let's back up and address why Mark Zuckerberg is likely to be targeted with EMF. And let's not forget the juncture where we sit. A moment in which there is a broad, general awakening of we commoners occurring globally. Factor that in as we consider the need of the power guys to feel absolutely, quote unquote, safe.